What comes to your mind when you think about the 4th of July? For most of us, it's fireworks, parades, a day off work, and backyard barbecues. But freedom is not free. The origins of our country began with war. It was inspired by the greater good of obtaining our freedom from Great Britain. The 4th of July has been celebrated by public readings of the Declaration of Independence from the courthouse steps ever since. But not everyone does this still today. So in case nobody's reading it at your courthouse, I will read the Declaration of Independence to you, or you can play this at your own courthouse. In this special Independence Day edition of Homefront, we start by talking with a Vietnam veteran and then stay with us for the Declaration of Independence. Welcome to Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis, your host. As a writer, speaker, and former legislator, we discuss limiting government, fiscal responsibility, and fair taxation. I'm a mother of seven and a wife of one for over three decades, so I bring you my personal experience. And now it's time for Homefront with Cynthia Davis. So glad you could join us on Homefront today. We have a very special guest. We have Colonel Quincy Collins. He was born on the 4th of July in 1931. He went on to join the Air Force as a second lieutenant and became a flight commander when he was shot down over Vietnam. He was left a prisoner of war for the next 7.5 years. I had the privilege of hearing him speak at the graduation ceremony at College of the Ozarks last weekend, and I was inspired by his story. So welcome, Colonel.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It was a pleasure to be there.
Well, it was fantastic. Of course, I had a daughter who was graduating, which made it doubly special, but they could not have found a more inspirational speaker. So tell us, how did being a prisoner of war change over the 7.5 years you were there, and what good things came out of it?
Well, number one, it made you appreciate the freedom that we have in this country. I mean, it's not often that Americans have their freedom taken away from them. But unfortunately, in this day and time, almost every week that goes by, Congress, in its infinite wisdom, is taking away some of the freedoms that we have, and we have got to be alert to that.
Right. Well, what did you see when they first shot you down? What were you thinking, and what was going through your mind when you found out where you were headed? And did it last as long as you expected?
Well, no. I thought, big old USA, they'll be up here and rescue me, you know, in a couple of days. Well, a couple of days turned into 7.5 years, and fortunately for me and a number of the rest of us, our parents had given us so much love and attention and were so ingrained into our best interest that rubbed off on us, and we ended up with the stay power to do what was necessary to make it through. And it's, you know, it's something that we learned quickly, and that is that life is not easy. Gracious, the good Lord doesn't just give us things with no strings attached, so to speak. There's always a string attached, except in His love for us, there are no strings attached to that.
So did you have faith in God during that time, or did that come later?
Oh, man, I had faith from the very beginning that He was going to take me through this and deliver me back to my family, my wife and my family. And I guess it's good that I did not know that my wife had already made up her mind to leave me when I came back. But I had no way of knowing that. I got no mail for the first 5 years and wasn't allowed to write, so I knew nothing.
You know, the name of our show is Homefront, and we talk about home and family and what is happening to the family in this country. And sadly, there are a lot of people who don't have that kind of marriage where people stay together no matter what. It really is a commentary on where we're headed as a society and how serious people take the covenant of marriage.
Well, you've got to talk to one another. That's the main thing. If you can talk to each other without getting angry and screwing the thing up, you can work things out. And that's the same situation with race relationships and all those kinds of things. We need to talk to each other and associate with each other. My wife, Catherine, has become my best friend. I mean, she's more than just a wife. She's my confidant. She's my mentor. She's everything that the good Lord intended for a wife to be. And fortunately, I'm smart enough to realize that.
Thank you. That's it. Well, I'm glad that you found somebody who could come alongside and make it okay. But let me talk to you a little more about being in the POW camp. And you can explain the military to me perhaps a little better than most. We have this Geneva Convention. From a layperson's perspective, the premise of it is that we're not going to torture people because that's inhumane, that's wrong. That's the difference between right and wrong. You can keep prisoners of war, but you're not supposed to torture them. So explain how that Geneva Convention worked and why did they torture you?
Well, first of all, for the Geneva Convention to work, you must have signed that agreement to start with. And North Vietnam never signed that agreement. So they kept telling us that they are not empowered by the Geneva Convention because they're not a part of it.
And this is a perfect example of why we cannot assume that those in other countries think like us. And when we have you back, we will talk about what it was like sharing a prison cell with John McCain and what lessons our country needs to learn before getting into another war. Hi, friends. Do you like what you're hearing? Then go to my website. It's CynthiaDavis.net and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get all this information and more when you sign up for my email reminding you of when you'll hear another podcast and letting you know what's coming up next. Besides, we always have a little bit of humor at the end, so go to CynthiaDavis.net and stay in the loop. For those of you who don't like email, go to my Facebook page. It's called Homefront with Cynthia Davis. And make sure you click the like button. That way, you'll have a convenient way to see what we're doing and to get the word when another podcast is released. That's Homefront with Cynthia Davis on Facebook. My website is CynthiaDavis.net. That's where we keep all our good stuff. So if you want to get our newsletter and find more podcasts, go to CynthiaDavis.net. Hey, let's stay in touch. Hi, folks. This is Cynthia Davis. It's a pleasure and a delight to get to talk to you again. Many people do have a tradition of reading the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July publicly on the steps of the courthouse, the town hall, the city hall, the state house. But in case they're not doing it in your local vicinity and you want to hear it read, I am here to read it for you. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect of the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experiments have shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such disillusions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime disposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and rising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for their tenure of offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections against us. He has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned our redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here, We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity and have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. This has been another edition of Homefront on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I'm Cynthia Davis and hope you enjoyed our program. Please join us next week when we offer another infusion of truth, honesty, and solutions that will grow people bigger and shrink governments smaller. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.